Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and it's a pleasure to welcome to our program from the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service, the Family and Consumer Science Agent, Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
Oh, sure. It's beginning to look more like fall, feel like fall. It's a wonderful day.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's really what we want to talk about today. We are starting finally to see cooler temperature is a little nip in the air. And I'd like to talk to you today, Marilyn, about some fall maintenance for the home. Why don't we just start with what's the first thing we really need to start thinking about?
Okay, first of all, to the outside is the place to start.
Okay.
Start at the base of your home outside, and start, if you have a crawl space, mm-hmm. you want to inspect it. And there could be some standing water or some mold or even an animal that might have crawled in there. So mm-hmm. you want to be sure that that is looking good and dry, and if not, there'd be some steps to take mm-hmm. to check in on that. Also, if you have a basement, you would do the same. Be sure and check for any, looks like any possible leaks, mm-hmm. anything for that, so that you can correct that. And then just look at the side of your home.
Okay.
Replace or repaint any siding or trim that may have been damaged or may be loose. It may just be a matter of an extra little nail. Yep. Here and there, but to do it now would prevent some greater damage later.
Now is really the time, isn't it? Because you can get it done, first of all, before bad weather, and then it is taken care of so that bad weather won't damage it come winter time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you have a brick home, mm-hmm. check for the bricks and see if there's any mortar or damaged bricks that need mm-hmm. to be repaired. And while you're outside, of course, look around at your outside electrical receptacles. See if they appear to have any damage or if they're airtight, because that's a way of letting out some warm air from the inside. And then of course, you've got your heating system.
Oh, yeah.
That you want to check on that. And it really, it's a good idea to have an annual checkup by a professional to be sure that it's inspected for any problems and service that might need to be done. The pilot light on a gas furnace or any leakage that might be anywhere around, and they can find that and usually fix it pretty quick.
You made me proud, Marilyn. I just had the winter service on my system last week, so I'm...
Right.
Finally ahead of the game once. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Yes, getting started now. It may seem like it was still air conditioner time,
mm-hmm. yep.
but it will soon be time for the heat.
Absolutely. Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn's the Family and Consumer Science Agent with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about some of those fall maintenance projects around the home. What about what kind of landscaping problems should we be looking for right now, Marilyn?
While you're checking around at the base of your home, watch for any type of shrubs that might be overgrown mm-hmm. to that may be coming too close to the home. Sometimes we plant our shrubbery and don't realize it's going to get large mm-hmm. and may obstruct the airflow to any of our units outside, our air conditioner or heating units.
Mm-hmm.
So check for things like that and try to trim those back, or maybe even move them a little further away from the home so that water can't stand yep. in and around our foundation. That makes for a drier mm-hmm. atmosphere for our basement and crawl spaces. Also, be sure that the airflow to mm-hmm. any of our heating units is not obstructed in any way.
Water is really a culprit. Any standing water can cause any number of issues, can't it?
It certainly can, and we want to avoid that as much as possible.
So we've checked around the foundation. Now let's go up topside. What do we look for on the roof, Marilyn?
On the roof, there are several things to look for. Of course, you want to look for the shingles. Be sure that they're all intact and just check it out and mm-hmm. see if there's any problem there with the cracked or loose roof shingles to mm-hmm. get that repaired before the wind tries mm-hmm. to help you out.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've got our any of our vents. You want to check around the fireplace if there's a chimney flue. Yep. Check the liner. Be sure that you get your chimney cleaned before it's time to put a fire in it.
Right.
You want to avoid those chimney fires from build up on creosote, and that's the way to do it is to clean it now while it's still fresh on our minds and prepare for winter.
Sure.
There's flashing around the chimney, and you want to be sure that it doesn't have any damage, because if it does, it can allow some leaking to come down into your house. While you're up on the roof, of course, remove all the debris that might be there. Clean out those gutters those downspouts, and that will help a great deal so that the water can flow freely and move on out as intended.
Okay. Marilyn Wells, our guest. Marilyn is the Family and Consumer Science Agent with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today on WIFM, talking home maintenance for fall as we look ahead. Always talk about weather stripping and caulking. How much does that help out, Marilyn?
It helps out quite a bit, as you would probably find out if you were standing outside of a door or a window that wasn't caulked or had weather stripping put in that properly, because the warm air will seep through. You can lose air through improperly sealed window or door. So the weather stripping and the caulking is simple fixes. Look for those now before it does get cold. And seal up all those cracks that can let the warm air out. If you have some insulation that you know needs to be added to your attic, now's the time to do it before the cool weather starts. And that also will keep in the warmer air and be more energy efficient, cost you less in the long run.
What are some other indoor things to check for, Marilyn?
While we're inside, we want to clean and vacuum our heat vents and our cold air return. It also check your dryer and your stove vents and be sure they're working properly and don't have any excess lint built up, such as in the dryer vent.
Right.
Check those as well as the other cold air return and heat vents. But also you want to be sure those heat vents are not obstructed by the flow of air from them.
Right.
Can be obstructed by furniture or draperies. So be sure that those are away from the vents themselves.
So a lot of things for us to think about, but if we can take care of, and most of them not major, if we'll just check and do the maintenance and take care of things to make the coming colder months a lot more comfortable for us.
That's true. And of course, we know that our time change is coming up at the end of October. I know that's almost a month away, but remember our smoke alarms.
Yep.
Need to be our batteries checked in those for the safety of our families, and also install that carbon monoxide detector if you have any type of fuel burning source, such as gas, oil, or wood in your home. It could save your lives. And also, another little tip, if you plan to paint or shampoo your carpets or even change carpets out, the best time to do it is now, where you can open your windows up and let the air come into the house and flow out so that you don't have some fumes from these upgrades that you're doing.
So it's a good time also just to air the house out, to get some of that fresh air moving through.
It is. Yeah. Perfect timing for that.
Yeah. Marilyn Wells, if folks have questions about what we talked about, they can contact you at the office. What's the number there, Marilyn?
They sure can. Our number is 336-849-7908. And if you would like to call, and I have a fall home maintenance checklist made up, I'll be glad to send you that to give you a few tips for you to look at as you prepare for the fall and winter months.
Oh, that's terrific. That's very handy. It's just something right there you can check, just sort of check it off your list as you go. That's perfect.
Well, for me, Yeah, it is. I like these checklists, you know. Then I know where I'm at and what I need to do.
Nice little
do the maintenance.
Nice little reminders, yeah. Marilyn Wells, Family and Consumer Science Agent with the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to our next time. Thank you, Marilyn.
Well, thank you so much, Danny. You have a wonderful fall day.
Thank you. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension today right here, WIFM. It's harvest time across the Yadkin Valley. And with harvest time, you'll see more large and slow-moving farm equipment on the highways and roads throughout the area. In North Carolina, over 50% of highway accidents that involve farm equipment result in injury or death. For this reason, your friends at Farm Bureau have relaunched a safety initiative. As you travel rural roads and highways across Yadkin and surrounding counties, you'll see billboards reminding you, farmers ahead, share the road. Generally speaking, the amount of time spent following a slow-moving tractor on a rural highway is the same amount of time that one would spend sitting at a stoplight. Farm Bureau's goal is to make motorists aware of the fact that wide and slow-moving equipment will be on the roadways throughout the counties. So please, be on the lookout for equipment traveling on our roads, and second, when you do encounter farm equipment, slow down, be patient, and only maneuver your vehicle in the safest manner possible. This message brought to you by your Wilkes, Surrey, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau.
Extension today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.